Netflix's Love is Blind viewers slam insufferable bride for leaving groom at the altar over BLM, LGBTQ, vaccine stances. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 10, 2025. Netflix's Love is Blind viewers slam dating show contestant Sarah Carton for leaving her fiancé Ben Mezenga stranded at the altar over his lack of interest in Black Lives Matter, LGBTQ issues, and the COVID vaccine, as well as for his church being too traditional. Viewers, meanwhile, congratulated the groom for having dodged a bullet by not getting married to his insufferable bride. In the shocking clip, Carton can be seen telling Mezenga, "I love you so much, but I always wanted a partner to be on the same wavelength. And so, today I can't marry you," before walking away, leaving the groom stranded at the altar. Watch below. After leaving the wedding ceremony and getting into a vehicle, Carton can be heard telling her mother and her lesbian sister, Lisa, "I don't know, I feel kind of dumb. It's sad," Carton continued. "I was really excited about Ben. He's such a great person and I just hope I made the right decision." When asked to elaborate, Carton explained that she had asked Mezenga about his opinion on Black Lives Matter, adding, "And I'm no expert, but, when I asked him about it, he was like, I guess I've never really thought too much about it. That affected me. I asked him, too, what his church's views are on LGBTQ issues, and he said he didn't know," the bride added. "So then I watched a sermon online about sexual identity, and it was traditional." Carton also told Love is Blind producers that she suspected Mezenga had a difference of opinion on equality, religion, and the vaccine, which, in part, caused her to walk away from the altar. A slew of social media users and prominent conservatives took to X to proclaim that Mezenga had dodged a bullet. They also blasted Carton for walking away from her own marriage over trivial woke issues. "Best thing that never happened to this guy," Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk reacted, adding, "Dodged a bullet. That dude dodged a bullet," conservative comedy duo Kevin Hodge and Keith Hodge echoed, adding a laughing crying emoji. "This woman turned down her fiancé at the altar because of his views on the BLM movement, sexual identity, and the vaccine. This man just dodged a bullet," conservative activist Isabella DeLuca resounded. "Is there anything more annoying than a liberal white woman?" Tomi Lahren is Fearless host Tomi Lahren inquired. "This young man dodged a bullet," Act for America founder Brigitte Gabriel proclaimed. "He dodged a 50 calories bullet," another ex-user specified. "Let's find him a nice, conservative 20-something girl. He'll look back and laugh at this," Fox News host Laura Ingraham declared. "This man just avoided a life of misery," conservative commentator Colin Rugg surmised, adding, "Congrats. This girl on Love is Blind said no at the altar because of BLM, the vaccine, and sexuality," conservative influencer Morgan McMichael reacted, adding, "Liberal women are insufferable and miserable. Just watch the wedding episode of Love is Blind Season 8 and I cannot believe Sarah is not marrying Ben because he doesn't care for BLM," another ex-user laughed. "Biggest dating mistake I made as an on and off single guy for 20 years in NYC was thinking you can get around values/beliefs. Trust me guys, no matter how hot she is, if she hates America and freedom, it won't work, isn't worth it," Buck Sexton added. "Minneapolis white women are crazy. This is why Ilhan Omar keeps getting re-elected," Minnesota-based Republican strategist Dustin Grage stated. "Sarah from Love is Blind is everything that is wrong with society today. Her family is absolutely venomous," another ex-user opined. "Sarah is what's wrong with our country in a nutshell, Ben is how we fix it," another echoed. "Love is Blind is my guilty TV pleasure. But I had to stop watching mid-season because this young woman was so insufferable. She wanted this nice, Midwestern Christian young man to conform to her TQ+ radical ideology," the ex-user added. Another called Carton a walking caricature of performative wokeness, adding, "Her entire identity seems to hinge entirely on her sister's sexuality and a laundry list of social justice buzzwords, rather than any discernible depth or authenticity. It's less about principle and more about clinging to a trendy ideology that crumbles under scrutiny. Woke nonsense masquerading as moral superiority," the ex-user added. Another ex-user suspected Carton's lesbian sister, Lisa, of being jealous of Sarah's straight happiness and engaging in sabotaging behavior. Sarah from Love is Blind is desperately trying to appease her sister's ideology instead of her own's. Pretty clear she's been grilled down by her sister on what her views should be, another wrote. Notably, a scene from an earlier Love is Blind episode features Lisa and her girlfriend, Kelsey, lecturing Carton and Mezenga about LGBTQ issues and Mezenga's alleged privilege. In the clip, Carton can be heard assuring Lisa and Kelsey that if she goes to church with Mezenga, she will make sure the church accepts LGBTQ. But that didn't appear to be good enough for Kelsey, who then lectured the couple about the word acceptance. "I hate the word acceptance because it's like there's something wrong with us that you have to accept," Kelsey said, to which Carton responded by immediately displaying subservience and giving her sister's girlfriend the opportunity to police her speech, asking, "What word should I use then? Watch below." Kelsey then bizarrely states that she hates it when churches say we accept everybody. Mezenga is then seen trying to placate the lesbian couple by saying he is fiscally conservative but socially liberal. But that, too, is not good enough for Kelsey, who then lectures Carton, saying her privileged fiancé is likely still voting in a way that hinders her rights. "There are things that women experience that men do not in this world and in this country," she said, adding, "How you vote matters, and there are things that we have to consider, as a lesbian couple, that you guys don't. There's people that are fiscally conservative and socially liberal that probably vote differently than you, and that impacts your rights," Kelsey lectured Carton, adding, "I think you guys need to have serious conversations about politics, because he's in a different privilege bucket than you're in." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.